Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you are someone who deals with confidence issues,
yeah.
You're not alone. It's very common.
Okay.
And we in the break room are going to tell you how to make yourself confident.
Fantastic.
It's very simple.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. The average American says they feel insecure 5 times a day.
A day.
5 times a day. And when you start hearing why, it makes sense. The biggest reasons they give, public speaking makes people insecure.
Okay.
Not being fully prepared for something at work makes people insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Being the last person to walk into a room like a meeting or just your actual job gives people insecure. But it turns out you can fix these feelings of insecurity, and it's quite simple.
Just don't care.
No, not that.
Oh.
If you don't care, you're actually pretty secure.
Yeah, true.
Okay. If you want to feel confident,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is pretend you're confident.
Oh, just fake it.
Yes. And we're not making this up. According to a scientific study, the best way to fight your lack of confidence is to tell yourself you are now confident.
So just to act arrogant.
Yes. One half of Americans in this study found that just pretending to be confident made them actually more confident.
It's great.
Okay. It doesn't seem like it works.
No, but if you're projecting something, people might look at you differently if you start acting that way.
But I think everybody tries to do that. You know what I mean? Like if you're having issues with your confidence, like... And you try. I think everybody's tried something to fix that problem. So it's like one of those things where if you just think you can do it and you go for it, you can do it.
Okay, but that's like
if that was the case, then everybody would just do that.
The power of positive thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's like some BS Disney World first grader stuff. Like if you dream it, you can do
yes.
it. No, man. How many of us dreamed a whole bunch of cool stuff? We're stuck here.
Like it is very frustrating if you're somebody that struggles with that and somebody gives you that advice. Well, just think positive. Think differently. It's that easy. Oh, okay. It's that easy.
So they
shut up.
They do get into individual things you can fake to project confidence.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being faking being knowledgeable.
Okay, that's every dad.
Okay, but that's right.
But I don't know if they know they're faking it.
All right.
But right away, that's a problem because how do you fake being knowledgeable now that Google exists?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, my father could get away with it, but yeah.
Well, no, but you listen to Tommy try to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. He'll say something he just made up with confidence.
No.
You just make it up in your head.
Yeah.
And it would work if Kimmy wasn't there Googling everything he was saying in the moment.
Right.
Like, if you say something and you say it with confidence, right, something that somebody else doesn't know, all they have to do is Google it, and if you're wrong, there may not be coming back from that.
Yeah, there goes my confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, the second...
It's okay to second-guess yourself sometimes.
The second thing they bring up is being decisive. That one's a little easier.
Yeah, don't be hemming and hawing.
Yeah, just make...
Just come up with an answer.
Yeah, just make a
quick decision.
Go with
your gut, they say.
But even with that, Kimmy,
yeah.
If that decisive answer you come up with blows up in your face, that could be another career or personality ruiner.
And something that destroys your confidence further down the road.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, the easiest one to do, and again, these are what people find in confident people, the things you would have to fake, fearlessness.
Fearlessness.
Now, fearlessness can blow up in your face, but...
I don't think you can fake that.
Well... I mean, you just make...
You either have it or you don't.
You just got to run. I mean, you just got to go towards... You just got to grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. No.
Yeah. You just got to go. Just go do it,
just
man.
Do it. Just
I would think just acting arrogant and confident, I think would project a little bit something to other people.
But I think it's hard for some people.
Like, you don't care. Like I
don't think some people can naturally do that. It would take practice, almost, to get good at something like that.
But you would have to walk in with the idea that you need me more than I need you type of attitude.
Yeah, but like all it would
take... You
know,
they say like you should work like... You should approach your job like you're a rich guy. Like you don't even need the job.
Sure, but at the same time, there are some people, your bosses, you have other coworkers that are intimidating for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
So like you can say you're going to project...
Because they actually have money and jobs and positions of power.
And control over what you're doing.
All right.
So the final thing they say you'd have to fake to produce confidence is being authoritative. And that might be the hardest one because we like people at our jobs with ideas and a plan, right? As long as they can tell us what we should do without looking like a dick.
Everybody kind of has their own definition of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like,
but being authoritative means you're like pointing a finger at somebody.
No, see, that's the difference, because I don't hear that when I hear that.
Authoritative?
Like, I've known...
I hear bossy.
Well, that's the same thing. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you what to do, yeah. how to do it.
No, I think you can be kind and nice and authoritative at the same time.
I don't think you can be kind and authoritative.
It's just how you speak to
people. That's like saying, you know, like, that general, he's a really sweet general.
No, but there are... There are generals who have considered...
Not for long.
Oh, for God's sake,
you're going to get busted out of the court, sweet boy.
You've never met... All right, let's
give me back them stars.
We had a boss who was very direct and was also kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, and he's out of here.
No, because he went for another job. Which
he had a better job.
And then he went for another job. That guy can't even keep a job.
But like that guy was very direct and authoritative.
He was very... But he had a unique skill.
But that's what I just said.
But he also wasn't faking it. That came that guy was naturally like that cat. We're trying to take somebody that's not like that and turn him into that.
How do you know?
I don't.
Was he faking it the whole time?
Could he have been grabbing the bull by the horns?
I don't know.
Just
it seemed legit. But he was a very unique guy.
Well, that's what I mean. But it's possible. You can do it.
That's such a fine line to dance as a boss, being like a sweet, good, nice boss.
Yeah. But it's possible.
Because your boss, the boss over you, may not like that you're a sweet boss.
Sure, fine. I'll look at you.
You have to please multiple levels of people.
You got to boss up.
Well, no, as long as you're getting production, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
But as soon as you dip, they're going to blame it on you being sweet boss.
You with the dip.
Sweet boss.
Sweet boss.
Dipping in the dip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.